Vários administradores of the universe,
vários administradores.
Osai Bharata, after Swayambhu Manu had entered the forest with his wife, he stood on one leg on the bank of the river Sunanda. And this way, with only one leg touching the earth, performed great austerities 100 years. For performing these austerities, he spoke as follows. Prabhupada, Srila Vishwanath Bhaktivedanta Thakur comments that the word Anvaha means that he chanted or murmured to himself as the conducted anyone. Srimanur Uvacha,
Srimanur Uvacha,
Yena Chetate Vishvam,
Yena Chetate Vishvam,
Vishvam Chetate Nayam,
Vishvam Chetate Nayam,
Yojat Jad Garti Shane Smin,
Yojat Garti Shane Smin,
Nayam Tam Veda Veda Saha,
Nayam Tam Veda Veda Saha,
Srimanu
Uvacha,
Swayambhu
Manu,
Yena, Swayambhu, the personality of Godhead,
Bhujastha Vishnu,
Chetayate, is brought into animation,
Ujjivan,
Vishvam, the whole universe.
Chita Universa.
Vishvam. The whole universe.
Chita Universa.
Material world.
Material world.
Chetayate. Animates.
Jivrava.
Na.
Yam.
Ihum.
On koi.
Yaha.
Ihu. On koi.
Jagati.
Jagati.
Is always awake.
Uwe Buddha.
Watching all activities.
Shayane.
While sleeping.
Next power.
Asmin. In this body.
Woman tell.
Na.
I am.
Living entity.
Oh, she will be changed.
Tam.
Him.
Yega.
Veda.
Knows.
What's next?
Veda.
No. No.
Saha.
On.
As such, a Prabhupada by divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda
Swami Srila
Prabhupada. Lord Manu said, this green living being has created the material world of animation. It is not that it was created by this world,
and
everything is silent, the supreme being stays away from the living. The living entity does not know him, but he knows everything. Prabhupada, here is the definition, and the living entities. Nityo, Nityanam, Chaitanam, Chaitanam,
coined
in the Vedic
version,
Lord is the Supreme Eternal, the
Supreme Living Being.
It's the difference between the Supreme Being and the ordinary living being is that when the material world is annihilated, all the living entities remain silent and oblivion. In a dream or unconscious condition, whereas the Supreme Being stays away as a witness of everything. This material world is created and stays for some time, as if not a throughout these changes, however, the Supreme Being remains away. In the material condition of all the entities, there are three stages of dreaming. When the material world is awake and put in work for this is the kind of dream, awakening dream. The living entity goes to sleep, and you dream again. And when unconscious of time annihilation, this material world is unmanifested, enter another stage of dream. At any stage in the material world, therefore, they are all dreams. In the spiritual world, however, everything is awake. Prema tome, u ovom materijalnom svijetu, u
svakom svijetu. Lord Manu said, the supreme being, living being has created this pure world of animation.
Još jedna prijavada.
It's not that he was created, but it's the world. Whenever the sound of the
living
stays awake,
with the living being does not know him, but he knows everything.
Again, at the end of the second chapter, Krishna says, Yanisha Sarabhutana, Tasyam Jagrati,
Samyam,
Tasya Jagrati Bhutani, Sanisha Oshutomune. Yanisha Sarabhutana. What is night for all sentient beings is the time awakening of the self-control. The night for all
introspectivnega modrica.
The night for the self-control is the time awakening of all living beings.
Okay. Introspectivna modrica je dan za materialista.
The night for all beings is the time awakening for the self-control. That's right. The time awakening for all beings is the night for the introspective sage. At night we dream and we wake up and we think I've dreamt. But actually, as we learn from this verse, even when we wake up, we're still dreaming.
Potem verza,
we have our night dream, we have our day dream. So right now we're not day
dreaming. Although this
dream lasts longer, therefore we actually believe it's real.
We think at night we're dreaming, that's unreal.
This is real. But actually this dream is just as unreal as a night dream.
Because
we say the night dream is not real, because we hear about it, it disappears. But actually this body is always disappearing. At every moment we're getting a new body, it's always disappearing. We're just thinking it has some substance to it.
Mislim da je neko substansko telo. Vesnici ga nima, je za čas.
Exactly as we think it is. So what's the problem?
Kaj je problem?
So what was the verse before? So that 69, and then we have 70, so 68. Nashi Budhya Yuktasyaha Natra Yuktasya Bhavanaha. Well, first of all, Krishna goes, Dhyayate Vishyam Pumsam Sandhaste Kukudayate Sandhasandayate Kama Kama Pagodhaya. Because we don't know who we are, therefore, we generally we think ourselves to be something we're not. There's a point in our existence where we have a choice. And what choice we make will depend upon our knowledge.
If we have
no knowledge, then the choice is already pretty sure what we're going to do. And knowledge doesn't mean technological knowledge. It means to understand that we're not this body. That we're a conscious spiritual being, and our real existence is in consciousness, not in illusory matter. So that's our free will. That's the junction of our free will, or as Prabhupada says in the second canto of the Bhagavad Gita. Our free will consists in either orientating ourselves towards the ignorant misconception of identifying ourselves with these gross and subtle bodies, orientating ourselves, identifying ourselves as servants of Krishna. Now we orientate ourselves towards identifying ourselves with the gross and subtle bodies, then we look around and try to figure out what will actually satisfy my gross and subtle body. And of course, modern society, there are so many opportunities. If you get bored, you just go on the internet and look around and see and excite your mind and senses. Or maybe somebody
wants to
have a Facebook account and they look at all the different faces on the Facebook, all the pictures. Make friends with people you don't know. You're less about your friends, yeah, friends. Forever. Next life will be Facebook friends again.
To je gledanje Facebook приятно, на след живем тук на Facebook приятно.
Thumbs up. Claws up too.
Сме злобили.
So at that time when we think of ourselves to be Krishna servant, then most people are going to die and come back as germ, because that's all they're hearing about. The newest news about the germ, or the same virus. So we'll die thinking about the virus. And we'll come back as a germ or a virus. And that's what human civilization is glorified. So everyone's working, but either you're staying home, underneath your pillow, hoping the virus can't find you there. Because it's lurking everywhere. Just lurking, looking for something special in the body to attack. Get up, alright. Or we're out there in the world working so get protection from the virus. Here's your donation. Go away. So whatever we hear about, that's what our mind becomes filled up with. And whatever our mind becomes filled up with, we become inspired to do. And usually our mind is always filled up with desires about the senses. What will this taste like? What will that feel like? How does that smell? What does that sound like? Our mind is filled with ideas about how to satisfy the senses. And as soon as the mind becomes filled up with these ideas, And when we do, if we're actually, when these lusts are satisfied, then we become greedy for more lusts that are already satisfied. Just like in America, they had this potato chip company. And its motto was, I bet you can't eat but one. Do they have those potato chips here too?
Potato chip?
No. Well, the idea is they probably put some chemical in the potato chips, so you take one, you get addicted to it. Because you're hungry, you eat popcorn, but when you eat it, you get hungry. So you should go to the movie theater, and of course it's full of salt. So you get even more hungry. So you go to the movie theater, you pay 10 euros to see the movie. You buy some popcorn for 5 euros. And as soon as you buy a popcorn, you get hungrier. So you wind up spending 30 euros on the popcorn, 15 or 20 on the drink, 10 euros on the movie. So you don't have time to watch it because you're standing in line waiting for the popcorn. And you spend your popcorn. So that's called greed. The whole idea is to make people lusty in one way or another, and then greedy. So they become debt slaves. They owe more than their worth. when they leave their body, the tax collector is going to come and even collect their dog. Because in greed, people that spend much more than they can afford, they always want to get a bigger house, bigger car, bigger family, bigger dog.
Veće hišo, veći auto,
veći
grač, veći grač za otroke.
They need one whole room. Sometimes they go to visit devotees' houses. Any of the devotees, they need one room. Just a whole living room.
Cijelo življenjski prostor,
jedna
soba je napunjena za igračami.
And then anger, because it doesn't satisfy one.
When
it becomes frustrated, what's wrong? Why is the people
listening to me?
Why am I kind of a hero? I have more toys than anyone else.
Why am I kind of a hero? Mam već igračku.
So everyone is imagining themselves to be something that they're not, and they want to be recognized. They want to be recognized.
Želi biti prepoznavan.
And they become angry when people don't recognize, appreciate.
Stane jezan kome drugi koga drugi.
If you're selling books and someone walks by and says, "Ah, what are those books?" Then people immediately become captivated. This person appreciates at least my book. And my food is not different from me. Everything that I wear is not different from me. It's a reflection of my personality. So everyone wants to be recognized, and when we're not recognized, we become frustrated. I worked so hard to satisfy my lust. I even became greedy. I got more than anyone else, whatever it is, more butterflies to my collection than anyone on the block. And we want to be recognized.
Or
not,
we
become frustrated. All this hard work, nothing. And in that frustration, we fall into illusion.
In this frustration,
one of the four defects of the conditioned soul are we have imperfect sense. Because our consciousness is covered over by desire. And we make mistakes. Our first mistake was to come here. And after that, come to the material world. And then after that, we have a tendency to commit mistakes. We have a tendency to cheat, we have a tendency to have imperfect senses, and then we are illusion. They are all dream, we think is going on here. And of course, the hero of the dream is usually not Krishna, it's ourselves. Krishna is just another prop in our dream, in our illusion. Yes, Krishna is there, and that's indeed to worship. You know, someone to go and ask for things. Big Daddy in the sky, dear Krishna, My birthday is coming up.
My birthday dance is
I have a request the donation box, you know, my 50 euro cents. And a little note, appreciation for all your kindness you've given to the stove. Because I read the Bhagavad, if one gives to an ordinary Brahmin, he gives it back the same amount. But if he gives to a Sri Bhagavad or a purified Brahmin, you get it unlimited. So what's 50 euro cents multiplied unlimited? Only Krishna. So in illusion, anything that good happens, we take the credit for. And anything that bad happens,
we claim
Krishna.
He
just does it. And then from that comes forgetfulness. We can't remember anything. Just like when we read the books. We open the book, we try to read something, we close it, we can't even remember what book we just opened.
Pa prema knjigu nisam imao kako sam knjiga smo prvi.
You can't remember, you know, we lost our place, we're trying to figure out what did I just read, and you can't remember. You have to find it somewhere. You gotta go through the whole book to find it. So we forget, why do we forget? Because our knowledge isn't taken away by illusion. And then we lose our intelligence, because intelligence is affected by memory. We can't see what's going on. Then how do we know what to do? We don't have a vision, a reality. Then we have no intelligence. We can't remember what reality is, and how will we know what to do when we don't know what to do? And we'll get into difficulty. Difficulty doesn't mean we won't get our toys, whatever we're looking for. Difficulty means we'll be more in the bodily concept of life. More and more lamentation, worse and worse relationships with other living entities, feeling more and more envious and greedy, etc. And due to illusion, thinking we're making progress. We're doing great. The more people are envious of me, the more better I must fit. So this is called a dream. But we could say it's a nightmare. We're left living in a nightmare. And we're thinking we're making progress in our nightmare. Therefore, it's recommended to wake up.
Potem se svetuje, da se probudimo.
And the only way of waking up is to hear who we actually are. And telling you who we actually are. Try to work on that basis so we can actually see Krishna can reciprocate with us and give us some experience of conscious experience of Him. Because when we have a conscious experience of Him, then the result is then we have some indication, some scar, that maybe He exists, maybe it's all true, maybe I am eternal, maybe there's no reason to lament or feel sorry for myself, oh my poor self, I'm such a nice person, no one appreciates me, no one loves me, no one gives me what I want, even Krishna seems to not neglect me. There's no reason to hanker or lament, because we're eternal. What could be better than that? Can anyone say what would be better than, I mean, at least as a start, if you got a birthday present, you would open it up, you got a donation, and says, this is from Krishna, for now, we can live here eternally.
And then Krishna, tu neće virus prije nas ne more se
dotakniti.
Tu neće se na virus dotakniti, mi bomo živjeli večno.
No, we're eternal. Mi smo večni. And that's to be eternally in consciousness.
Smo večno
da understand perfectly everything as it actually is at every moment. And always getting more and more enlightenment so that everything becomes more and more blissful. In other words, full consciousness means to find out the source of everything is full of happiness. And then when we become conscious, we become more and more morose. You see, God is actually mean and He doesn't like it. And we'll find out God loves everyone, including me. And everything is wonderful, actually. The more conscious one becomes, so reality is what we actually want to enter into. We want to wake up. That's all we're saying. It's not meant to increase in any way anything except for our consciousness. It's not that the bigger the temple,
the better the prasadam,
the nicer place to sleep, and we're making advance. Actually, when we wake up, that's how we can see we're making advance. And now that we know we're awake, that we're actually seeing through, at least trying to see through the eyes of the books that we're reading. Not only seeing it, but accepting it and acting according to it. and then experiencing Krishna crucification, so that it becomes realized knowledge. That's just a theory. As it says, Bhakti Parishnu Vyatya, Anyatra Tricha Ekakala, Prapadamanasya Tachita Stoops, Tushti Pushti Shupayu Vasa. Just like when one eats a meal, with every bite of the meal, one feels three things. Alleviation of hunger, growing strength, and
energy.
So, alleviation of hunger, growing strength, and
satisfaction.
So growing satisfaction is, well, first of all, there's bhakti parishnu vyati, anya trishu eka kala, so that with the advancement of bhakti, we know we're advancing, that we become detached from those things which draw our mind away from Krishna. We no longer identify ourselves with this gross and subtle material bodies. Now we understand that we're eternal, therefore not attracted to the temporal. At the same time, we grow in strength, because we can see everyone and everything related to Krishna. We become not only convinced, but realize that there's not no one or there's nothing which is different from Krishna. And at the same time, one feels satisfaction because one falls in love with Krishna and one falls in love with everyone and everything that's related to Krishna. So there's nowhere you can turn, see, touch, smell, taste, or anything which won't remind you of Krishna, and then you're not in love with him.
Therefore, you know,
one moment I love someone, the next moment I hate them, etc. One moment I'm happy, one moment I'm depressed, one moment I'm enthusiastic, one moment I don't know where I am, or where I'm going, or what to do. And when everything is perfectly clear, exactly what Krishna wants us to do, how he wants us to do it, and everything we do improves our own consciousness and makes us more and more blissful, and we know perfectly how to help everyone else improve their consciousness and become blissful too. So therefore, one has a clear mission in life, knows how to perform it, rather than what winding around in a circle, wondering where we're going.
And so we're
beginning to know where we're going, we're not beginning to where we're going. So the goal becomes clear, the means of obtaining the goal is clear, and one actually feels oneself going closer and closer to Krishna at every moment, and therefore life becomes joyful. Every moment becomes enjoyable, and more and more exciting and enthusiastic. And the illusion goes away
that
I'm this body, everyone else is their body, the whole nature is supreme, or that there's a void which I have to enter into after I leave this body, therefore I can clutch onto this body as long as possible. This is the only thing I got. It's the most dear and near thing to me. All these illusions go away. Everyone is not only joyful and productive and instrumental and actually helping others.
Продуктивный.
And happy and joyful too.
И встречный,
задовольный. So stop there, any questions or comments?
Any questions, any comments?
So I have a question about the balance between independent thinking and following.
Прошание о различном размышлении, independent thinking.
Well, if the authorities ask you to do something, then you have to think about how to do it with care and attention. So that's important, not just to do something, but the consciousness of when you do it. If you do it with the proper consciousness, with the proper understanding, then we'll remember Krishna, we'll be blissful, whatever we're doing.
И какое-либо время будем встречать в Луне, что делаем справа за весь
там. Isn't that why you got into the material world in the first place? Because you're trying to lord it over people. So maybe I should help him. I won't listen to him. Make him look humble.
Чего нам
лучше?
Наш надлада, мы
понимаем,
это нам дело за позорность и позорливость.
Remember Krishna.
Тем, что вспоминаем о Кришне.
Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. You mentioned enthusiasm and clarity of vision.
Ако сме сигурни да наша прилична справа. Интелигенция на Вадиме и интелигенция в нея знание.
Дарма и Дарма и Дияма и Дияма и Дияма и Дияма и Sarvatani Parayam Shabu means the part of the Tamasa. They think that what's to be done is not to be done. What's not to be done is to be done. They're always driving in the wrong direction. Those who act whimsically, not following the Shastra, which gives up the Shastra, whimsically, to obtain either peace or happiness of the Supreme Destination. So, an intelligent person knows that by acting properly, then eventually he'll get real happiness.
As it says, an
intelligent person, he can learn by hearing. A person who has no intelligence has to learn by experience. The person who has no intelligence, he doesn't learn. How do we know? Well, if we don't know, then we must be in ignorance. So if we're trying to figure out if I know or not, at least we're inquisitive. So there's some possibility of knowing. Because you can't have an animal. Because you went up to tiger when it's eating a deer. They certainly know. Everything becoming a vegetarian. He won't put any doubts in his mind about his dietary preferences. Because he's an animal. There's no question thinking like that. But a human being has some opportunities to think. So if we're even asking the question, it means that we have some vision that there are two classes of people or more. And if someone thinks that my way is the highway, I'm the only one who knows anything. You know, there's only one way of seeing things. Then there's not much you can do. Even someone in goodness, they think there's only all the people are all in goodness. Everyone sees the same thing I see. Then you must be in ignorance. Because it's not true. But if you understand from Bhagavad Gita, that there are varieties of people, the varieties of convictions, varieties of knowledge. Then when you see someone ignorant, you try to help them. Because after all, our knowledge is scientific. Anyone with any rational brain can see that the body is changing. It's just objectively true. You know, we ourselves are the body is not changing. Anyone who thinks that they're changing along with their body, they're not objectively seeing things properly.
It's impossible.
How how can you see yourself changing? Because if you're changing, you see yourself. So it's just a matter of having at least that much intelligence. Everyone doesn't have that much intelligence, then they're discovered by ignorance.
Just want to prepare to
join. Anything else?
One question about Avadhuta, right? First, I heard several times the word is saying deep sleep is when the jiva resides in the mind. Does this refer only to a similarity experience in the mind and in deep sleep?
To walk in sleep, you have a Brahman.
What is it? Supti? Su-supti? I don't know exactly Brahman, but it's the absence of mutual experience. Supti means the absence of mutual experience. It's the absence of mutual experience, and therefore it's resting.
Yeah,
mutual experience means quite a bit of problems. When we have no mutual experience, that's when we get some rest. But I never heard it was the same as Brahman. Have you heard that?
In the Vedanta Sutra, there is a comment about the Vibhushan,
Tamashakti, or Paramatma.
Not really. I mean, there is also a comparison.
When we find out we're not this body, we may, for instance, as a riding, emerge into that river, by the Rani River. You emerge in there, you emerge in Paramatma.
Some ISKCON devotees have the philosophy that we are actually in the spiritual world having a bad dream, and that bad dream is what we experience here in this material world. What do you think about this?
Well,
we definitely have a bad dream. And it is definitely we're in the spiritual world, but we're in the prison part of it. Just like we're in Ljubljana, but we're in the temple part. We could also be in prison part. But probably would prefer to be here than in the prison. So we're in the spiritual world, we're in the prison part of the spiritual
world.
There is a need for hunger and sleep, respectively. Is there some other way to decrease these two bodily needs on the level of sadhana?
Yeah, take your shadow, devotion.
From yesterday, example of Vedic democracy would be in Ramayana, when Dasharatha presented to people of Ayodhya his desire to make Rama the king. What all people did approve. Other example is that Rama always considered seriously the opinion of his citizens, due to which he discarded even Sita.
Yeah, he considered it, but ultimately he followed Shastra. The kings were in Vox Populi, they didn't have an election.
That's
wrong. But he had to consider three kings who came up considered intelligent people within their kingdom for the most part. But also you had to consider other factors too. Set a good example to banish Sita. But kings, they weren't just trained up to satisfy the creation of others. They were willing to think that. But they did the following Shastra, part of Shastra. They took into account all other living entities too. And Krishna, at the Govardhan Puja, he didn't say just feed the Brahmins. He fed everyone, including the Chandalas and the Dogs and all the women.
Krishna,
all raw farmers. Krishna's expansion, so everything. But everything, scripture should be considered, the wise should be considered, the fool, everyone should be considered, so that the best possible activity can go on. The aim is to satisfy Krishna.
Krishna.
You have to know everything, you know, how Krishna sees everything. What would be the most
important thing
to
Krishna? Krishna
and everyone. Okay. Radharaj Bhagavatam Dijalanaraj.